The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday, which means one thing. It's my favorite day because I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey, how are you?
And you really are dressed casually, aren't you?
I came straight from the gym today, so I have on my gym clothes.
Yeah, and I'm going to say you have a low-cut sports bra on covered by a wife-beater T-shirt. It's really hot.
And the T-shirt has stains all over it. I guess I got rubbed up against something at the gym that had grease on it or something because it's got oily.
Are you implying that I'm a greasy Italian?
Well, speaking of clothes, you have on a turquoise, bright turquoise shirt. You guys should see his shirt. I think he, remember our color therapy? I think he's going with that because he's got on a bright turquoise.
And it's, you know what? And it's really put me in a good mood. I'm in really a good mood now because of this shirt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So does that mean you can't remember anything?
Well, actually, it's funny you should say that because apparently there's research that shows that when you're in a good mood, it changes your memory capacity.
Really?
I guess, you know, we've always thought of our brain as being infinite, an infinite number of connections and so on and so forth. And it looks like it's not. And when you're in a good mood, having a good time, maybe at a party or something like that, enjoying yourself, your ability for your memory to store stuff is impaired because that storage area is being used up by the sense of good mood.
So you guys out there, if you go to a party, write that telephone number down because yeah. You'll probably forget it because you're in such a good mood.
Yeah, exactly. You will forget it, as a matter of fact. So you don't want to lose that phone number. Get those digits and write them down. Honey, sorry.
So how do you explain I have a good memory and I'm usually in a good mood?
Yeah, usually in a good mood. That's the operative word.
Except when I'm not.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Most of the time I am.
Yeah, so you obviously, I have a funny feeling that just like hard drives, you know, you can get a hard drive that has a faster writing speed, a faster retrieval speed, and a larger amount of memory, like 500 gigabytes of storage. I guess some people have greater capacity. And when you have more capacity, you can use up more of the bandwidth, so to speak, and deliver more information back and forth so you can be happy in a good mood and still remember things. I mean, I have memories. I've talked with my mom and my sister about memories that I could not have had I not remembered them from being around 1 year old.
You're kidding.
Yeah, so I have an amazing memory.
So you really are superhuman.
Yeah, there you go, because I'm also happy, too.
And thanks to Dr. Andro for that study.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was.
Anyway, I have to ask you a question. I'm kind of worried.
You're worried?
Do you think our pet is stupid?
You mean Bergie?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, someone implied that Bergie is jerky.
Didn't beef they mean jerky?
They meant beef jerky. Oh, okay. Well, apparently I've lost my appetite for having fun with Bergie because I'm disillusioned now. It may not be a result of all the chemicals in her that keeps her looking so young, but in fact that she's such a thin piece of beef and so thoroughly fried that she's devoid of any moisture, which is pretty much like beef jerky, and beef jerky doesn't gather mold either.
Well, so does that mean if I want to not age, I shouldn't drink water?
No. Yes, you should not drink water, and you should also lay out in the sun until you dry up into a little piece of leather. Exactly. And then you'll stop aging.
And then I'll die of sun cancer.
Yeah, there you go. But you'll be youthful. That's the important thing. So subsequently, I'm thinking about abandoning the whole Bergie thing because it kind of loses its fun when you know that the reason she's not aging has nothing to do with the chemicals, but instead the fact that she's turned into a little disc of beef jerky.
Well, then how do you explain the French fries and the the bun.
Well, the bun did get hard finally, didn't it?
Yes. It's like a little disc now. I could throw it at you and hurt you with that.
Yeah, I know. As a matter of fact, like Charles Barkley said during the Final Four.
Basketball.
Yeah, basketball. It's like a day-old dinner roll.
That was so funny when he said that.
So, yeah. I mean, the bun definitely is aging. It's gotten dry and crusty. The French fries are hard, but they're still pretty slippery from all the grease that they're kind of exuding. I don't know.
Maybe you need to drink coffee with it if you eat it.
Ah, I'm drinking coffee again. It's funny you should say
that. Are you drinking coffee again?
Yeah, yeah, I do. I get into this zone where the actual process of making the coffee, the aroma, I put it in my coffee press and press it and render a cup off. It's just, it's like a ritual for me right now.
Do you think you're addicted?
No, I could stop. If I wanted to today, I could stop.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you think you have coffee genes?
I haven't spilled any coffee on my jeans today. What do you mean? Do I have coffee jeans?
Well, Carmela, thank you, Carmela. She sent us a study from researchers from Harvard, from the National Cancer Institute, that caffeine is in our DNA.
Really?
The need for caffeine.
I understood what you meant. The need for caffeine is in our DNA. I don't believe that.
The so-called caffeine genes are CYP1A2, and the second is AHR, which plays a role in regulating CYP1A2. Do you know anything about those genes?
No, I don't know anything about them, but I don't buy it. I believe that caffeine's the reason we are attracted to caffeine is the same reason we're attracted to lots of other things that are dopaminergic. Anything that stimulates dopamine, we go after. I mean, let's face it, libido is driven by dopamine. You know, sex is driven by dopamine. People who are addictive personalities, they are dopamine-dominant people. Caffeine stimulates dopamine increases. So does nicotine. So do we have the nicotine gene also? Do we have a gene that says, hey, we need to smoke, we need to get nicotine into our body somehow?
I don't think so.
No.
It says here that everyone has these genes.
Yeah.
Maybe Dr. Rouse might know something about that.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We're actually going to be doing a show very shortly. I'm trying to get the fellow who's the head of the Harvard Medical School come on the show to talk about how research is flawed. I'm starting to rethink research in general. It doesn't make sense. I don't believe it. I don't buy it.
It says that caffeine is the most consumed psychoactive substance in the world.
I believe that. That's true.
9 out of 10 adults eat or drink it regularly.
I don't believe that prehistoric human beings, Paleolithic human beings, went out seeking things that had caffeine in them. They went out seeking things that maybe stimulated dopamine production, and caffeine was one of those things, but I'm sure there were other things as well.
Like what else?
Well, I mean, you know, dangerous events, for instance, you know, you know, like people who get the rush from jumping out of airplanes with parachutes. I think that we have always been attracted to the effects of dopamine, and caffeine does that. And once we learned about caffeine, yes, sure. You know, we said, hey, you know what? This gives me that feeling all the time. I'm just going to make this instead of waiting to get chased by a dinosaur. So, but I don't think that prehistoric man went out one morning and said, you know, I need some meat, I need some water, and I need some caffeine. I don't think so. I just don't think so. So I don't buy it.
Okay. So
we have about a minute before we go into the break.
The interesting thing is I was never brought up around caffeine. I mean, right. Around coffee. My mother didn't drink it. She drank tea.
Right.
So I think it's environmental, too, because I drink tea now. I don't like coffee. I've never liked it.
Right.
So,
and if anything, you get such minuscule amounts of caffeine in your coffee. In your tea.
My tea.
I'm sorry, in
yes.
your tea. So while you're getting some caffeine, it doesn't fit what they're saying there.
Right.
Because theoretically, you'd have to go, oh, I can't drink tea. I need coffee. I need more caffeine.
I don't drink soda, so I don't get caffeine from soda. I mean, that's the green tea is about the extent of it.
Yeah. So and there you go. So you proved the point right there, what I was saying. It's not in our genetics. I don't believe it. But it definitely is in our genetics to seek out things that increase dopamine production. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got some really exciting stuff to talk about today, some fun things. And also, towards the end of the show, we have another super fan sighting. And this one's an important one. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Either you're with those who love freedom, or you're with those who hate innocent life.
All inferior creatures are to be considered the enemy of the Daleks and destroyed.
Well, either you're with us, or you're the enemy.
We Omega One. We are the superior beings.
Just want to mention, OrbitNutrition.com is having a blowout on all the genomics products, especially Slinsane, which is a insulin mimetic nutrient partitioning product that will ensure more muscle, less fat from your meals. Protocol, which is a pre and intra workout drink to make sure that you bang out your workouts as hard as possible. And also Heat, which is a fat burner. We did a show on fat burners the other day, and someone told me that Genomics makes one of the best fat burners around called Heat. Go to OrbitNutrition.com and check out the Genomics line and let them know Carl sent you. Okay, Elisa. You know, this morning when you walked into the studio, you looked a little nauseous. What was up with that?
When I left the gym today, in the parking lot, there's a Wendy's and a KFC in the same little shopping area, and the aroma, for, if you want to call it that.
I think you should call it, that's not an aroma, that's a compliment. Stench. Stench, I think.
From the food coming out of those places, it was awful. It made me sick to my stomach.
Yeah, the oil that they cook with, and it's disgusting. I just, you know what? I haven't eaten fast food in really quite a long time now. And even when I did eat fast food, it was just a Wendy's burger that I would eat. I mean, the extent of it. I mean, I just can't even imagine what it's like to have to eat that stuff. When I went in to buy Burgie, I was nauseated by the smell of onions and stuff inside of McDonald's.
I know. Maybe you should carry ginger. I should carry ginger around with me.
Why?
Because it helps with the sickness of your stomach. Excuse me.
No, it helps with... Oh, there you go. See, I do the same thing. It helps with nausea?
Nausea, yes.
Oh,
excuse
that's
me.
Cool. You're recovered now.
I am recovered.
Ginger seems to always have some good benefits, doesn't it?
It does. Did you know it reduces lingering pain after exercise?
Actually, I did know that.
Did you know that?
Yeah. Six and eight gingerol are as powerful cyclooxygenase inhibitors as some COX-2 inhibitors that are sold by prescription.
2 grams of ginger taken 24 hours after a workout.
That's all you need, huh?
That's all you need. Yep.
And that's not a lot of ginger. I mean, you know, you could slice that up, make tea out of it, and just drink it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to eat it. So, yet again, ginger is making it into the news. And you read that just recently?
I did.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's cool.
It's amazing news.
Tell me about the supplement industry. I heard you were reading an article about the number of Americans that take supplements now.
On Wednesday, the Disease Control and Prevention said that more than half of U.S. adults are using dietary supplements now.
Now, the CDC is not against supplements at all. I mean, it's not like they're just doing the research and showing that it's growing, right? It used to be like 43%, and now it's like 51% or something like that?
It was 42% in 1988, and it's grown to 53% in 2006.
See, I read that article when I was in a good mood, and so I forgot.
So you couldn't remember.
Yeah, I forgot the exact numbers, but thanks for helping me out with that.
So that includes multivitamins, minerals, and herbs.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so the consensus is that it's a good thing that people are taking supplements, or is it negative propaganda?
Well, there's a difference in opinion. Some people are saying it's a Band-Aid approach, and other people think it's a good thing.
When I read the article, a couple things jumped out at me. One of the things that I thought about was the people who were saying that it's a Band-Aid approach said, you know, compensate for a bad lifestyle by just taking supplements. But that's exactly what the pharmaceutical industry is doing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So, like, why are supplements being – they should say that about the pharmaceutical drugs that people take as well, like metformin. Hey, you know what? You could reverse your diabetes and not take metformin if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So that frustrated the heck out of me. The Berkeley research was good, right?
Yes.
That was the one where they did 1,000. They surveyed 1,000 people who took supplements.
Right. And they found that they had lower blood pressure, better plasma levels, and the stress status, they didn't have any.
Right. Now, do you think that's because of the supplements?
I think it's probably because people who take supplements tend to live a healthier lifestyle.
Right. And that's why they take supplements as part of their regimen. So looking at supplement consumption alone, in my opinion, is a mistake.
Well, this one person says, depending on the supplement, the money spent on supplements are better off spent on food. And that food was suggested fruits and vegetables.
And that frustrated the horse hockey out of
no
me.
Ranting.
Well, that
frustrates
because it's like they abandon meat and animal proteins. It's like, oh, if you're smart, you'll be eating fruits and vegetables. What about good, wholesome, grass-fed beef and cage-free chickens and farm-fresh eggs and raw, unpasteurized milk is loaded with more nutrients and vitamins and minerals density than any of the vegetables you're going to get today from commercial farming.
Mm-hmm.
But oh, God forbid anybody say anything good about animal protein in this day and age. It's really shocking to me.
They say that 61% of women over the age of 60 are taking calcium, compared with only 28% between 1988 and 1994.
And I take issue with that comment as well.
I knew you did. That's why I brought it
up. Because doctors are the ones who are telling those old women to take calcium.
Don't call those women old, please.
Well, the older women. I'm sorry.
More mature women.
More mature women.
Thank you.
The doctors are telling older women or more mature women that they need to take a 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day to ward off osteoporosis. Their doctors are telling them. I know this for a fact because I took my mother to the doctors one day, and her doctor said, Florence, you need to start taking calcium. And I said, well, have you ever checked my mom's vitamin D status? And she said, no. I said, why don't we check her vitamin D status first before we start putting her on calcium? And now I am even more intelligent, K2 and vitamin A. So it doesn't matter how much calcium you take. If it's not being repartitioned into the bones, it's just floating around in your bloodstream. That's not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that piece right there should be blamed on doctors, not the supplement industry. Doctors are telling people to take calcium.
Right.
And it's a mistake. Okay. Sorry about that.
So basically the FDA really wants to control the supplement industry as well.
Right. Because it's a 27
billion.
I mean, that's a big industry.
27 billion industry. Yes.
A year.
Yep.
And just think if the FDA could get their hands on it and destroy it and ruin it and corrupt it the way they have the pharmaceutical industry, wouldn't that be a wonderful thing?
How do we keep that from happening?
I don't know. Anyway, okay, so
Tuesday we have a show
with
Marion Nessel on food pet politics.
Right.
She wrote the book about food pet politics. I'm looking forward. Oh, I want to – real quick, Daniel sent us that – Daniel Delusky. He sent us that article about the supplements. Thanks to Daniel.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah. And so Mary Nessel is going to be on the show next week.
On Tuesday the 18th.
Right. Talking about pet food politics.
Mm-hmm. And basically what started out as a few cats who got sick with kidney disease ended up as an international food safety scandal. And that's basically what the book is about. So Carl is on the telephone.
Hello.
So I wanted to, why did you answer that?
I thought it was a caller. Go ahead.
You shouldn't answer that.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Live radio. Anyway, so go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Anyway, so Mary Nessel is on the show on Tuesday.
Okay.
But from there, I wanted to go with, there was actually on Good Morning America this morning. They were a veterinarian had written a book about oral health for your pets.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just continue, like, you know, you're supposed to floss and brush your teeth every night.
Right.
You should do that with your pets as well.
You have to brush their teeth and floss their teeth.
Yes.
I will never have a dog ever again. I got to pick up his poopy. I got to floss and brush his teeth. I mean, what next? Do I have to chew his food for him too? Oh, my God.
According to the veterinarian that was on the show this morning said that his lifespan will increase 2 years if you brush and floss your pets. But they had dogs on there. If you brush and floss your dog's teeth.
Now, I have to talk about this for a second, okay? Dogs in the wild don't need their teeth brushed and flossed because they eat little critters and animals, and they chew bones, and they're not eating processed cornmeal, kibble foods. These dogs need their teeth brushed and flossed for the same reason Dr. Weston A. Price found out that our teeth were rotting and Aborigines weren't. It's the diet. You don't have to brush and floss your dog's teeth if you go to the butcher and pick up the scraps of meat and bones and feed them that. That's my opinion, okay?
Okay. Well, they have on the market, they have pet toothpaste because the doctor said to make sure and use pet toothpaste because it was okay for them to eat and not human toothpaste.
They should make that for us, too. Really, I want toothpaste I can just, instead of spitting it out, just swallow. That's great.
And he said it was good to brush and floss their teeth right after they eat or right after they've walked their dog.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? And you know what the funny part of this is? I'm sorry. I'm probably going to alienate somebody out there, but there are probably idiots that are actually going to start doing this.
Oh, don't call them idiots. They care about their animals.
Oh, please. You are you joking?
I'm not joking.
Would you floss and brush your dog's
teeth?
Well,
look, I come from the dental industry, so I think it's important to brush and floss your teeth every night.
Yes, but would you do it for your pet?
Yes.
Okay.
They also make dental wipes. They have those for young children, the wipes when they're young and their teeth
right.
are just
small enough where you can wipe them.
You can just
them.
Wipe them, yes. Right. So they have dental wipes like that for your animals as well.
I'm sorry. This is just another example of an industry trying to increase their reach and their product line and services. You know what? I never picked up after my dog.
You didn't?
No,
pick
he made,
up his poopy?
No, I had a little Shih Tzu. He pooped about two times the size of a rodent.
Well, did you just leave it there?
Sure. Sure.
Where?
Well, look, first of all, let me explain.
Outside or in the house?
Oh, no, outside.
Oh, that's rude.
It's rude. You know what's worse? I don't want to confuse the dog. The dog goes poopy and then sees me pick it up and put it in a bag. He's thinking I want his poopy. He's going to start pooping in the house because he wants to save me the trip outdoors. I don't want him doing that. I didn't pick up dog poop. That's it. I drew the line there, and I definitely wouldn't floss or brush my dog's teeth. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay, well, did you know that some dogs do suffer from degenerative joint diseases and osteoarthritis?
Yes, 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 absolutely.
And this can be caused by trauma, infection, developmental disorders, and...
Breeding.
Excuse me?
Breeding. There are some dogs that that are inbred. They're bred too close to the primary line of their lineage, and they develop hip dysplasia, weakness in their hips as a result of that. Especially big dogs like shepherds and stuff like that.
Well, is there a cure?
Yeah, they have to have surgery and have the balls of their hips removed, and then their hips are just free-floating. That's the only thing they can do for them.
Well, according to this, the veterinarians advise making sure your pets eat a well-balanced diet and maintain a healthy weight.
Right.
So no fat cats out there.
Right.
And gentle, controlled exercise is also recommended.
Now, we have a sponsor, GLC Direct, that actually... excuse me, now it's my turn.
Goodness.
Actually
Something
services
in the air. Allergies.
Yeah, I know that's what it is. Actually services the thoroughbred horse race industry. The same GLC product that they sell for humans, they sell in larger, more concentrated doses for horses, and people buy that stuff for their dogs and give it to their dogs to keep their dogs' joints healthy. GLC makes a whole product line for pets.
According to the study, that the efficacy of the glucosamine and chondroitin in dogs found that the pain and the ability to bear weight and overall condition improved significantly after 70 days.
That's great. If you have a dog that it's getting older and has hip pain or joint pain, just go to GLC Direct and look for the product line for pets and just get that stuff for your dog. It's great stuff.
It said that some dogs might experience gastrointestinal upset from that.
From the glucosamine and chondroitin? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I guess it's possible.
So if so, they say to supplement the dog's diet with some omega-3 fatty acids.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And that will help with the inflammation and the pain as well.
Well, or another alternative is if you really love your dog, if you're the type of person who picks up his poopy and flosses and brushes his teeth, you can just save all the grizzle, you know, from the chicken, the cartilage from the chicken, and just feed that to your dog because there's plenty of glucosamine, chondroitin, and hyaluronic acid in that grizzle, and that'll help as well.
They're also saying that the dogs and cats don't metabolize flaxseed so as efficiently as humans do.
Right.
So to make sure to give them omega-3s from fish oil.
Fish oil and not flax. Good point. Really good point.
And also there is acupuncture for dogs.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Oh, yes.
Did you take your dog for acupuncture?
I, you know what? It never ceases to amaze me what people do for their pets. It's just, yeah, acupuncture. Actually, I had a dog that was in therapy for 2 years. Was trying to work through some early puppyhood trauma. acupuncture.
Now I can't even talk. I'm in a good mood. I can't remember anything.
That's good.
Acupuncture can both suppress pain and slow the progression of disease by increasing blood flow in a broad region where the acupuncture needles are.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it's all good. You do these things for your pet, makes you feel good about yourself. But they're animals, you know. At the end of the day, they're just animals.
Well,
I mean, I can see giving them glucosamine and chondroitin, or feeding them some chicken grizzle, or you know, even really working hard to give your dog a real natural diet. There are natural foods out there for dogs now. paleolithic style foods for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole idea of like flossing and brushing and acupuncture and you know, and all
just
that stuff.
Staying away from the food that has corn in it.
There you go. Just stop feeding them, you know, just stop feeding them the stuff that comes in big bags that you buy at the grocery store. You know, this whole idea, oh, well, no, we don't feed our dog table food. Yeah, that's because most people's table food is garbage. But if you're a healthy person, you're eating a high protein, high fat, high vegetable diet, and you're getting your protein and fat from healthy animals, share that with your dog. Throw them a scrap once in a while you're cooked, before you cook it, or feed it, you know, if you're a raw food eater like Stepan out there, just put a bowl out for him too. That's what they were made to eat. That's what they would prefer to eat anyway. So, and guess what? You probably won't have to floss his teeth after he eats a piece of raw steak. You know, and the bone will make his jaw stronger and his teeth stronger and everything else that goes along with it.
You're being a Scrooge today.
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm trying to improve my memory. All right, look, let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up with more Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. The most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's OPResource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to OPResource.net. And you should too. Check them out today. OPResource.net.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexFin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Nick Guggs said we need to brush Bergie's teeth.
That's funny.
Elisa, what do you think about antibacterial soaps?
Well, I use them. I'm not sure that they're necessary, though. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't think they're necessary. I think that if you wash your hands for a few minutes using just, you know, Ivory soap and water, that it's going to do the job. And you don't need to use a scorched earth approach to kill every microbial that's on your skin, because some of them are important microbials. Some of the things on your skin are there for a reason.
Right.
This whole idea that we know better than nature comes into play again. But isn't what is the ingredient called that's in these antibacterial soaps?
Triclosan. TCC.
TCC. Isn't yeah, let's call it that. It's easier.
It's easiest.
I read somewhere that they're now finding such high levels of triclosan or TCC in fresh water.
Well, the human body breaks it down and it changes it into another substance, and then it exits the body through urine.
Right.
And feces.
Right. Okay.
Poopy.
Poopy. But fish don't seem to be able to do that, huh?
No.
They bioaccumulate.
They do bioaccumulate it. Yes, they do.
So what is that? Okay, so let's do the math here. We don't bioaccumulate, so if we consume it, it gets out of us.
It exits the body.
Right, but fish bioaccumulate it. So does that mean we should stop eating freshwater fish because they bioaccumulate it and they're loaded with TCC, or should we eat it anyway because we can expel it? What's your opinion?
I don't think I'd eat it.
Yeah, see? I mean, why would I want to eat fish that is loaded with TCC just because I can expel it? I mean, I can expel a certain amount of organic arsenic, too, but I don't want to come in contact with it if I can help it.
According to the study, TCC was present in small amounts in 60% of all rivers and streams in the United States. 60%.
And the article also points out that even though the levels in the water were much lower, the levels in the fish were much higher, which means the bioaccumulation is residual. In other words, fish don't get rid of any of it. So the longer they swim in water, they could have one part per millionth of TCC, and it just takes longer for the fish to get saturated than in a body of water that has 50 parts per million of TCC.
Mm-hmm.
But they all get saturated. So the fish are going to be saturated with TCC no matter what levels are found in that body of water.
So do you think everybody should stop using antibacterial soaps?
Well, that's a start, yeah. It's like, why are people using antibacterial soaps anyway?
Well, what do you think about the antibacterial gels?
I think I hate using them, frankly.
Well, what if you can't wash your hands? What if you're like in a restaurant and you're holding a menu that other people have held? Do you know?
All right, I'm gonna get a lot of back talk or flack back from what I'm about to say. I worked on the racetrack for 5.5 years as a young boy, mm-hmm. right? And I picked up horse poopy for a living.
It always goes back to poopy.
Well, maybe that's why. Okay. I was usually very filthy when it came time to eat lunch, and I ate sandwiches, usually Heroes, and I would hold them in the hands that I was working with. And you know what? I never got sick.
Gross.
I know, but then look at farmers. Farmers, they're out there working with their animals, and they're working, and they eat, and they drink, and they come in contact. I have a feeling that this aversion to germs is actually making us more susceptible to the germs. The same way that, you know, when you have an allergy and they find something you're allergic to, they inject you with that thing and your body builds up a resistance to it. And I think that by using these antibacterial soaps and these ethyl alcohol gels, we're actually affecting our body's ability to cope when it comes in contact with those types of things. That's just my opinion. It's not founded in science. It's just anecdotal. That's all.
Okay. Well, I'm still going to use them.
Okay. Right. So does that mean you won't hold my hand now if I don't use them?
That's correct.
Oh, man. Okay.
Okay. So how about that Manuka honey?
Yeah.
Oh, first, thanks to Dr. Andro for that article on the bioaccumulation of TCC.
Yes, yes. And if you haven't been to his website, it's Supversity, supversity.blogspot.com. He's got great stuff up there.
Manuka honey. There's been a lot of talk on Facebook about that lately.
I'm your Nuka honey?
No.
Oh.
No, Manuka, M-A-N-U-K-A.
Oh, I thought it was some sort of gang slang or something.
No,
like that.
It's honey from New Zealand.
What's up, Manuka, honey?
He's making it hard to be serious today.
And I'm impairing your ability to remember things, too.
Yes, yeah, so you're answering telephones. And
I'll never do that again. Go ahead.
So Dr. Rouse told us about Manuka honey as well as Dr. Andro. They both posted a study about how it can reverse antibiotic resistance.
Right.
What do you think about that?
I think that's exciting. And I think that goes hand in hand with what I was just saying a moment ago about homeostasis and acquired resistance. Because when you eat honey, you're eating basically all of these spores and pollens and so on that the bees gather, digest, and then vomit back up. You eat it, and you by putting that stuff into your system, your body builds up a resistance to it, and it's kind of a therapy almost. So that goes hand in hand. So it actually reverses the antibiotic resistance by using Manuka honey.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wonderful thing.
I wonder where we can get it. But Dr. Rouse would know.
Yeah, New Zealand, I think, is the only
place. Well, it's from New Zealand. He said on Facebook, Dr. Rouse said on Facebook that he had some in his refrigerator.
So we all have to go to California now.
We all have to go to Dr. Rouse's house.
So, but what's different about Manuka honey? Is it called a Manuka bee, or is it the way it's made, or the region that it comes from? What is it?
Manuka honey is derived from nectar collected by honeybees foraging on the Manuka tree in New Zealand.
So all we need to do is plant Manuka trees here and hope that the bees all don't die off in the next few years, and we can have Manuka honey here.
I wonder if the Manuka tree will live in this climate.
Well, actually, Monsanto is working on a Manuka tree that can grow anywhere, including in the ocean under the water. So, yes, the answer to that is yes, it's coming soon to a theater near you.
Thanks to Monsanto. Speaking of theater, we went to see that movie, Unknown.
Was that cool or what?
That was really cool. Speaking of Monsanto and coming soon to a theater near you, people, you need to see that Unknown movie with Liam Neeson in it.
What a great movie. And let's not give away anything. All it is, it's one of the best spy/espionage/bioterrorism. I call it bioterrorism, what they're doing, movies I've ever seen. It's fantastic. From the second the movie starts, within the first minute or two of the movie starting, to the end, you are in suspense the
whole
time.
You're like sitting on the edge of your seat.
The whole time. Unknown. Yes. Great movie. Yes.
But thanks anyway. Thanks to Scott. Scott Tavener, I forget how to pronounce his last name. He suggested that we go see that.
So if we could get Manuka trees to grow here and get honeybees to pollinate from them, then we could get Manuka honey here as well. But in the meantime, the only place we can get it is what? Imported from New Zealand, it sounds
or
like.
From Dr. Rouse.
Dr. Rouse, there you go, because he's our New Zealand connection. So there you go.
Yes.
Okay, so and isn't it true that there are actually antibiotics found in honey nowadays? And I know, you know, somebody was talking about this, that they're actually finding residual antibiotics in honey made in certain countries.
Yes, China had the most antibiotics in it.
Now, what do you think about it? I mean, do you think that they're giving their honeybees antibiotics, or do you think that this is just the antibiotics that we flush out of our body goes into the water, the bees drink the water, they make the honey and the antibiotics? Because we know that everything that we take, humans take, and pass out of our system ends up in the water at some point in time, from antidepressants to antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you there's residual antidepressant formulas in the honey nowadays too.
Professor Andrew sent us a study that had that all of the countries listed.
Yeah, no, you don't have to worry about that. I'm just saying that there is definitely, but ironically, there is no antibiotics found in
New Zealand.
In New Zealand, in the Manuka honey.
Right.
And that's why I was saying that. So there you go. Another reason to buy Manuka honey. So let's go get Manuka honey.
But aren't a lot of things that come from China, don't a lot of things have antibiotics in them?
Yeah, even their cars.
Okay.
You don't want to drive a Chinese car because you'll develop antibiotic resistance. Their pleather is made with Z-Packs. That's what it is. So anyway. All right, so there you go. That's the honey story. Manuka honey.
Yeah, China had a really, I'm looking at the table that he sent. China was bad.
Yeah, China seems to be dirty. I mean,
Don't eat anything imported from China.
Yeah. And now Japan, too. Don't buy anything from Japan, unless you want to glow.
So you really think if you buy a car from Japan that you're going to have radiation in the car?
If the car is made after this whole mess, because of what Professor Dr. Andrew said the other day, that these residual particles of dust that are in the air, they could rain down, they get on the metals, they get sealed up in the doors, and you're driving this car and it's got materials in there that have, you know, a 24,000 year half-life that are radiating into your body while you're driving to and from work for an hour a day. Yes, I'm not buying anything from Japan anymore. I'm sorry. I said this during the show. I'm sorry for the Japanese. I'm really, really sorry. But if I had a terminal illness that was highly contagious, I would not force myself on my friends and family. I would quarantine myself and I would die with dignity by myself, not to make anybody else sick. Japan has to die with dignity. They're stuck now. That's it.
Well, speaking of cars, with vacation time coming up, we got some eco driving tips.
Oh, okay. Do you want to talk about them now or you want to take our last break and then come out and talk about them?
That's fine. And then we have to talk about our super fan.
Yes, a new super fan.
And we have some listener emails to answer.
Okay, so this is what we'll do. We'll take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll finish up the show. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo, whose memory works better than mine, even though she's in a good mood. We'll be right back. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting apsnutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MikeMahler.com. Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this purchase anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
I have some tips for eco-driving.
What is eco-driving?
Driving, saving money.
Ecological, ecologically conscious.
Yes, and next Friday is Earth Day.
Oh, is it really?
By the way, yes.
Oh, wow, how cool.
So, these are driving tips to save an average of 15%.
Isn't it kind of funny that one day a year we honor the Earth and the other 364 days we just destroy it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You destroy it by not picking up the poopy after your
pet. Poopy's biodegradable. It's not. It's good for the Earth.
I know. If you just keep your tires inflated properly, that will save you 3% in fuel.
That's a big deal, especially since gas in most places is close to $4 a gallon right now.
I know. Avoid rapid starts and stops. Gentle acceleration and smooth braking will save $1 per gallon.
Wow. That's amazing.
I know. Do you really think it is amazing?
Yeah, it is. I actually do drive that way. I mean, I'm not one of those people who speeds up to a light and then jams on my brakes. If I see a light changing, I start slowing down way, way back and just kind of roll to it.
Yeah, slow and go is always better.
Yeah.
And just it takes 20% more fuel to accelerate from a full stop than from 5 miles per hour. 20% more fuel.
Yeah, so if you're rolling into the stop and the light changes in your behalf, then you just roll right on. That's great.
If you limit your air conditioning, you can save as much as 20%.
Yeah. You know what? That's a big one right there. Air conditioning sucks a lot of gas up. Mm-hmm. People don't realize that.
If you're driving below 40, just open the windows. And that will save you.
Instead of using the air conditioner.
Instead of using the air conditioner, yeah.
But that's for people who don't have long hair.
You know. My hair blows all over into my lipstick.
It's not always practical.
No, it's not. It says use cruise control, and you'll save an average of 7% in fuel. Avoid idling to warm up your engine. That burns 20 to 70% of a gallon of fuel every hour.
Wow.
And it says to use one of those reflectors on the windshield.
Yeah, and you have to. When I was out in Phoenix, you have to use those. Otherwise, you get in the car and you melt, literally.
And obey the check engine light.
Yeah, but obey. I don't know. That one's a tough one. Because these new computerized cars, the check engine light goes on for everything. And it costs you $200 just to get them to figure out what's wrong with it before they can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like the one about tires. I've known about that one for a long time.
Save 3% on fuel on your tires.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Keep your tires inflated.
And I think the slow and go is good, too.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Not quick acceleration. And the cruise control. Because I tend to have a lead foot.
Really?
I drive like a guy.
Yeah, you drive like a guy. That's funny. Not like me. I'm a guy. And you know the other nice thing about cruise control, you don't have to worry about getting a speeding ticket. You set the pace and you just forget about it. And you see a cop sitting there with his little radar gun and you go to jump and you go, wait a minute, I got cruise on. I'm fine.
Okay, so we have some listener questions.
Okay, let's hit them.
The first one is for Sergio Hernandez, and I was supposed to talk about this last week and I didn't. I forgot. I'm sorry, Sergio. But anyway, I remembered this week. His question is, let's find it. The differences between raw milk from Jersey cows and Ayrshire and milking Shorthorn.
Now, I don't know anything.
He's currently drinking raw milk from Ayrshire and Shorthorn. And how do you feel about giving raw milk to babies?
Okay. I think giving raw milk to babies is a good thing. Okay. Because they get raw milk from their moms. When they drink from their moms. So, I mean, I if you're going to give a baby something other than mother's milk, it may as well be raw milk. I don't know anything about Ayrshires. I would have to maybe get in touch with Dr. Matt Andry.
Dr. Andry might know.
Yeah, because he's so big into that. He's the one who taught me about the whole beta-1 and beta-2 difference and all that sort of stuff.
Craig Richland did respond. He sent a response on Facebook, says that he's a farm boy, and he can explain how it works. Holsteins are all about volume, period. Right. Jerseys have a much higher fat content.
Right.
And live a very long time. Ayrshires have a reputation for being nervous.
Hmm.
He says he was raised on raw milk and it was the best thing in the world.
I would say I wouldn't want milk from a nervous animal because that means a lot of adrenal hormones are going on there as well. You know, Jerseys are the best. Also, Jersey, when it comes to the beta 1, beta 2 casein difference, Jerseys are the one that you want that is anti-inflammatory. I love milk from Jersey cows. I can tell the difference because it's creamier. It is fat, has more fat in it. Mm-hmm. It's creamier. It tastes better. And I prefer milk from Jersey cows.
Okay.
So,
And then Will Faulkner had asked a question about drinking water, if he should stay hydrated after 5 p.m. because it tends to wake him up at night and he'll have to go to the restroom.
Yeah, if you're drinking a lot of water, you can cut your water back after 5 p.m. I mean, just to like a sip here and there, as long as you're getting all the water you need before that period of time. You don't want water to wake you up in the middle of the night if you can help it. But I got to tell you the truth. If you're waking up in the middle of the night and your bladder is not about to burst, you're not waking up because of the water. I mean, I'm serious about that. Because when I sleep good, I wake up in the morning and my bladder is so full that it hurts and I have to go potty immediately. It does not wake me up in the middle of the night. So if you're waking up in the middle of the night and the first thing you notice is, well, I think I can go to the bathroom, you're not waking up because of that. Which I would say, who sent that in? Will Faulkner?
Will Faulkner.
Will, I'm experimenting with a protocol. If you're waking up like every night, like 2 a.m., 3 a.m., email me at onair@superhumanradio.com, and I want to try something with you. So hopefully you're listening to this show.
He also bought an Earth Pulse from you, or from Earth Pulse, the magnetic.
Paul, Paul Becker. I sleep with one. It's the greatest. It really is. Yeah.
Okay.
Did he like it?
Yes, he loves it. He loves it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great product.
Do you have any listener questions?
No, I don't have any listener questions, but I do have a super fan sighting.
Really?
Yes.
Who? Do we have one this week or
just
two?
Just one, but he's we have one super fan this week, but he is as powerful as any two superfans.
A Superman?
He's a superhuman superfan. Great contributor to the show. You know him, you love him. He is Professor Dr. Andro. What do we have for Professor Dr. Andro this week?
Where's the drum roll? we have a gift certificate to True Protein because they can ship to Germany. And it's a $50 gift certificate.
$50 gift certificate for Professor Dr. Andro to TrueProtein.com, so he'll be able to get some good stuff shipped to Germany there.
Yes. Yeah, thank you for all you do, Dr. Andro.
Yeah, thank you very much. And another fellow Gemini, I'm proud to say. What else do we have to talk about?
I think that's it for now. We did have another. Paul Hertz sent us a study about diabetes after weight loss surgery, and we're going to have to talk about that next week.
Yeah, that's actually a good topic because it's something that I can rant a little bit about.
So, Paul, we'll talk about that next week. I didn't forget.
Well, there you go.
I was in a good mood.
You were in a good mood and you forgot about it? Is that what happened? Okay, so I guess that's it. You want to say goodbye?
Bye.
And we'll see everybody Monday. We got great shows lined up for you next week. You're not going to want to miss next week's Superhuman Radio. No best of next week. No slack in here,
the
baby.
The real thing is coming up.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.